Suggestions on where to place faith. Suggestions on what to believe. But I read somewhere that you've got to beware. You can't believe anything you read. But the good book is good and that's well understood. So don't even question if you know what I mean. But it's all relative. Even if you don't understand, well, it's all understood. Especially when you don't understand, and it's all just because.
Good morning, Medford, Somerville. I'm trying to see. It sounds good to me. All right, you're listening to All Dat with Charlie and Zach. This is our new 20s. Nice. I think we're going to come up with a nice little sound intro.
Yes.
I think like a nice cut from that. And then it's just like us saying like All Dat. Something like that. But this is our new name, our new face for 2016. We've shortened up things. We've removed our old, you know, we've kept the old, but moved on to the new. Our new mainly being a kind of admiration for Carly Rae Jepsen. That
Indeed.
Is unparalleled by anyone else.
And of course, to celebrate, we have a playlist of all Carly Rae Jepsen's newest music today, because she, of course, releases a new album every week.
Yeah,
and we
sweet.
Played in full.
I like that.
That's
I like
how
that.
Things work here.
All right.
So, Charlie, it's been a while since we have met. It's been well over a month, actually.
I mean,
we have actually, for the first time in a very long time, we have hung out outside of this station.
No big deal.
In the last month.
It was pretty huge.
Despite being on break, Charlie and I did take some time to go down to the Plymouth Coles, right off of Route 3.
Yeah, we did.
And
it was sweet.
Charlie definitely evoked the concern of several Kohl's employees as he screamed about the various styles of jeans that were available in the Levi's section.
You know, quick poll, and you can, you know, call into WMFO listener line at 617-627-3800. But does anyone wear bootcut jeans? If you do, please call. I'll buy you a new pair. Nobody should have to wear bootcut jeans. And I kind of expressed this opinion while I was in Kohl's, and yes, much to the concern of the employees.
Yes, and in fact, one woman who was working in the jeans section said, "Sir, are you all right? Can I help you with anything?"
But with much more concern than the typical ask.
Yes.
So anyways, you know, it's wintertime now. It's a bit cold, but luckily, you know, the more you know, the more you Kohl's. I got this jacket for, it was a $200 jacket. Got it for 55% off, $90. And it's been keeping me toasty warm in the cold weather.
Great.
Today's a classic, you know, All Dat radio show type weather. We got to make sure
brisk.
We want to keep making sure that we, you know, put the branding on the people here. So that we know that we've updated the branding. I'm going to make a logo. We're going to make a Facebook page. Things are going to be different this semester. We're going to be doing a lot of hype.
We are going to be radio stars.
Radio stars. Zach might get a show so we can have an alternate second session.
Oh, yes. I may indeed train. You might hear from some unusual trainees on Charlie's show coming up soon.
Yeah, we need to do that so we can get our volunteer hours.
Yes.
Love
well,
the station.
By unusual trainees, I mean me.
For the record.
Not other people. Well, other people.
You are listening to WMFO in Medford. Neglected to say that a few minutes ago, but you know, you got to say it within 5 minutes, and that's it's only 9:03. We got here so early this morning.
I know. We were here 3 minutes early. We heard a whole song. I figured out the internet situation before we went on the air.
And now we're cooking.
And,
I've been, you know, I have a 9 a.m. class this semester, so every day this semester I've kind of woken up pretty early.
How early?
Well, there's been 2 days, and I've woken up at like 7:30.
All right.
But today I was up briefly at like 6:09.
I was up at about 6:10 this morning.
Yeah, that does real work. All right, let's kick things off with some music, and we'll keep, you know, we're happy to be back, and we're happy to be back on the air, giving you guys some cool, you know, All Dat style.
Exactly. We've got some
and musical fun.
Great new music today from a band that has just dropped their newest album. It is entitled Moth. Here we go.
Take it away. That was Chairlift with some, it was fun. It was good.
Great song.
It was upbeat.
It was fun.
Getting us started.
Yeah.
And some new 2016 music, fresh new beats.
Chairlift played Brighton Music Hall on Wednesday night. I was in attendance. I got to hear, I believe, every track off their new album before it was released, and I was very happy with that. And this was one of them that really stuck out. So, there it is.
Yeah. I did get a Snapchat from Zach that said, me and all my friends at the Chairlift concert, and it was a picture of him. Just him.
Yes, it was me. And some of my friends, not Charlie, because I take several different, like, of the same picture, but I use different captions. Some of them got a picture that said, I met a new friend, and there was a little bit of a light bulb next to me that was kind of, like, glowing in a circular way, and I drew a little face on it, a little smiley face.
That's very sad. That's very sad.
Yeah, I didn't send Charlie that one because I didn't think of it until after I sent him the first one. But, it was nice and sad. But I just heard some vehicles outside.
Ooh, which, so I'm wondering, I can't really see the road from here, and I was thinking, You know, it'd be great if I knew what was going on in the intersection of College and Boston Ave.
And you know, I was just thinking, I'm right by the window. Why don't I just give
shout at it
a traffic report?
Ooh.
Alrighty. looks like we've got, I can't tell if that's a Kia, a Saturn, or a Ford from the logo.
Nice.
But we've got it stopped on a Boston Ave, trying to turn right onto College.
Nice.
Currently, the light from, currently the light, the College light is green, while nice. The Boston one is red. So those cars are, you know, heading right over toward Powder House Circle. The number 80 bus toward Arlington Center just stopped.
Nice. How many people are getting on?
Well, people already got on. Now it's passing.
It's taking
passing.
A look. It's passing.
It's gone.
Bye.
There's a tiny dust of snow on the ground. That's not really traffic. It's more weather. But traffic and weather, they go hand in hand.
They do. Because, you know, traffic causes weather and vice versa.
Yes. We've got an older vehicle driving down the road right now. And
color.
Nice. It was white, and
nice.
Now we've got a navy blue, maybe late 90s Mercury Mountaineer.
And that's it for the traffic report. Good, good, good.
Good.
We crack ourselves up, you know.
Yeah, it's, you know, it's traffic. There's nothing more entertaining than traffic.
That's what I'm saying. Walk sign's on now.
Walk sign is on.
Woo!
Woohoo!
Yeah, so anyways, if you want to get in the conversation, you know, you're listening, you're one of the big, you know, bunch of listeners we got, feel free to call in 617-627-3800. Always happy to hear from you if we can figure out how to turn the radio on. I mean, turn the phone on. We've got 8 listeners this morning, though. I think that's a pretty good number. It's going to be snowing this weekend.
It is, though the recent forecast models have lowered the chances of snow for southern New England.
That's fine.
To like, or the accumulations of snow down to like an inch for us, which is great, in my opinion.
Yeah, I'm not too worried about it. All right. Why don't we take things away with some more music here? Some new, fresh
some
tunes.
More music. Let's do it.
You heard it here
music?
First.
Maybe. Maybe you did. Maybe you didn't.
Okay. that's a naysayer with I am chemistry. And Zach, what do you think? Are you chemistry?
Whenever I don't do well on a test in a chem class, I shout.
I am chemistry.
I am chemistry.
You ready for Dunkin' Donuts after this?
Dunkin' Donuts? We could do that, or we could just go downstairs. I have class in Adickman at 10:30. This is a bit of behind the scenes detail that the listeners don't need to know about.
It's whatever.
Fine. I mean, I also, yeah, we can, why don't we talk about that during the next song?
We'll figure that out.
We can figure out breakfast.
I'm just hungry.
We'll share the finalized plans with the listeners.
We might leave a couple minutes early so we can wait to breakfast.
So that they can, that would be pretty cool. So that the listeners, of course, can join us for breakfast, as always.
Yeah.
Because we, of course, while we want you to join in on the conversation on the show by calling our listener line at 617-627-3800, we also really want you to join us after the show
at
Dunkin' Donuts for breakfast.
America runs on Dunkin'.
Yes, America does indeed run.
Although me and Zach spent a fair amount of time over winter break at Kiskity Coffee Company in Plymouth,
we did.
Mass. And gotta say, I had an okay mocha latte in there. It was on ice, as I prefer it, and it was fine. And it was like $5. So
yes, Charlie paid $5 for chocolate milk.
Yeah,
I believe
good,
I paid
though.
Like $2 for mediocre at best coffee. And I shouldn't say mediocre at best. It was actually pretty good.
It was fine.
Like, it was good coffee.
It was fine. The whole experience was fine.
It was a good experience. It was a little strange because everyone was. It's like, you know, everyone goes to coffee shops to like, you know, sit and do work or pretend to do work. But the difference was, like, the people who were doing work in this coffee shop were actually doing work. Except in the corner that Charlie and I were sitting, there was, like, one other table of people talking.
It was kind of weird.
But it was, like, it was a very, very quiet coffee shop. They didn't have, like, any of that, like, weird, like, ambient coffee shop music playing. It was just, like, all you heard was the silence of people's tears while they worked.
I feel like there was music playing.
There might have been.
There's like, no, there was like 2012,
but
like,
I'm trying
acoustic
to,
pop.
I'm trying to paint an image here, and you're...
It was like the Lumineers. It was like most certainly the Lumineers playing.
So it was an experience, but we had a day in Plymouth-ish. I mean...
We went to, what was the name of the fish place?
I don't remember.
This is not good.
We did not have very good seafood in Plymouth.
To be fair to Plymouth, Plymouth seafood is pretty good, but... that place was not good. And not to be named, so we're not trying to
We're really not trying to
I'm trying to be haters right now, but it was bad. I think my favorite part of my meal there was probably a Mountain Dew from the fountain. I love Mountain Dew, but I'm done with soda. Just kidding. I had a Coke Zero yesterday.
I don't drink soda.
I'm done with it.
Well, good for you. And I kinda wanna get things a little rocky in here right now.
Oh, like the Rocky theme song?
Yes, definitely. Actually, no.
Okay.
No.
Okay, it's fine.
No.
Let's keep things rolling.
Let's keep things rolling because today is a very special day for me because one of my all-time favorite artists has released a new single. It is her first new release in... I believe 4 years.
Joanna Newsom?
No. She had a new album out last year.
Who?
PJ Harvey.
Ah, classic PJ.
Yeah. It's exciting stuff because there is a new album coming out soon. And here is the first single from that new album.
Sure.
Chains, screaming.
pretty cool.
Yeah,
I was, cool. I was into it. I think it was a good song.
PJ Harvey.
Seven and a half out of ten. Easy.
Thank you, Pitchfork.
You're welcome. Is that what Pitchfork said about it?
No, Pitchfork. You know, Pitchfork does the 10 out of 10 ratings. Yeah. They're like very arbitrary. Okay, fun game. Quick break.
Okay.
Read a Pitchfork review, and then like tell me if you think that the numerical score is going to be negative or positive, because sometimes it's very hard to tell.
You mean like above 7, below 7?
Yeah, or even I don't even know what the cutoff is. I think like above 8 is what they consider best new music. Okay. And then like
I'm gonna start reading some more Pitchfork.
Pitchfork is actually like,
or just like I just need to get you know more on the new music scene. I gotta stop being behind.
I mostly just like follow people I like on Twitter. But yeah, PJ Harvey's new album, The Hope 6 Demolition Project, is going to be out this April. This is really exciting. She released a collection of poems back in the fall, and as a part of the release of that, she did a show in which she recited several of those poems and also performed a bunch of songs off this new album. And also last year, earlier in the year, she recorded an album, which I assume is this one, though I don't actually know what it was. She recorded it in front of a live audience over the course of the entire month of January. It's also kind of a cool idea, but it is really exciting to finally hear something of this. So we will keep you posted throughout the semester as new songs develop.
Nice. In financial news, my stocks are way down. You know, the stock market's been having a shaky time. There's some uncertainty in China. Oil prices are quite low. And that kind of reverberating through the whole market here. And my Twitter stocks are hilariously low at $17. They've lost about 50% of their value in the past couple months. So that's pretty good.
Sounds about accurate.
Tronox Limited, I think I've broken even there. Nope.
We're down.
We're down on Tronox. We are. We're up on Yahoo.
Yahoo.
So Yahoo's really the mainstay of my portfolio. So.
And when Yahoo is the mainstay of your portfolio, you know that you are in trouble.
In other financial news besides my small portfolio of basically cheap stocks. GE's industrial profit falls 8%, hit by tumbling oil. Dow futures add 200 as oil climbs. Something about GE. There's nothing else. That app's kind of broken. I don't know. My phone's been on the fritz.
So there's a new development, actually, before in our few minutes before the PSA.
I would like to
read
that.
There's a new development in Charlie's life, in Charlie's... I would say decision making. And he told me in confidence, and I'm sorry, Charlie, that I'm going to break this on the radio.
Okay.
He told me that he was considering purchasing an iPhone as his next phone.
Oh, I was. Yeah. I'm tired of this Android nonsense.
And I was shocked, honestly. I've never known Charlie to ever utter the words,
I want an iPhone.
iPhone.
I don't know. I think they're pretty good. They're nice and shiny.
They are pretty good. They are quite shiny. I have enjoyed my iPhone for about 2-ish years.
Kind of expensive. I don't know. I'm going to see the size of my tax return, make some more judgments.
I guess this is a long-term decision that he's considering making, but yeah. it's interesting to see that.
Not wholly against, what's the word? iPhones.
Yes.
All right. I can't imagine that they're still playing this, but I'm going to read it. Take an extraordinary journey into the hidden world of nature's most awe-inspiring marine animal with IMAX documentary Humpback Whales at the Museum of Science Mugar Omni Theater. Captured with IMAX cameras and found in every ocean on Earth, humpbacks were nearly driven to extinction 50 years ago, but today are making a steady recovery. Join a team of researchers as they unlock the secrets of the humpback and find what makes the humpbacks the most acrobatic of all whales, why only the males sing, and why these intelligent 50-foot, 48-ton animals migrate more than 6,000 miles each year. Humpback Whales takes you to Alaska, Hawaii, and the Kingdom of Tonga for a close-up look at how these whales communicate sing, feed, play, and care for their young, all projected on the spectacular 5-story tall IMAX dome screen. For tickets and more information about Humpback Whales, plus all the other IMAX films of the Mugar Omni Theater, visit the Museum of Science website at mos.org. That's mos.org. Or call 617-723-2500. This has been a message from the Museum of Science, one of the world's largest science centers and Boston's most attended cultural institution.
Wow.
I think I did a pretty good job reading that.
You did. That was Charlie's first PSA since December 11th.
True.
Unless you didn't do a show by yourself on the 18th, did you?
No, I didn't. I had an exam.
Speaking of post-December 11 life, because you guys have not known anything about our lives between the period of December 11 and
now,
today.
Same.
Now, I mean, what's been going on? I mean, I guess we talked about Plymouth and Kohl's. So that was about 50% of my life between now and then.
I got my job. I fixed my computer.
Yes. Good stuff.
What else we got? Played a lot of Catan. It's pretty fun.
I played Scrabble with Charlie's family, in fact.
Yeah, Zach
and
won?
I won.
That was such a victorious...
I didn't know that I was going to win because I didn't really understand how winning Scrabble works or how it ends because I never have reached that point of ending Scrabble. Usually I just get too frustrated and walk out. But because I was with someone else's family, I didn't have that option. And you know what? I stuck through it.
And you won.
And I won. And I was shocked.
And I think that's a message to you, the listeners, that it's all about perseverance.
Yes. Persevered. Yes.
I preserved.
I am preserved.
I am chemistry. All right. I gotta say, we're rolling right through this show. Waking up early has been so good. I've done it 2 days in a row, and it's sick. Last night at like 6:30, I was like, oh my god, I've been alive for so long.
Waking up early is a great feeling, and I find that the hardest part about waking up early, or not the hardest part about waking up early, but I find that when you do get up and it's like a little bit later than you want to, it's kind of like, really, was that so hard? Why didn't I do this before? Yeah. Every time, it doesn't matter what time. Could be 7, could be 7:30, could be 10. Like, it always feels the same to just get out of bed unless you had like 1 hour of sleep, to me at least.
True.
I feel like the crash comes later in the day. By then, you're well equipped for the crash.
Because you can just have some coffee.
Coffee.
I'm thinking about getting an espresso machine.
Coffee. That sounds fun.
I should make some lattes.
I love my pour over coffee. I still use my Chemex. It's been going strong since July.
Just a glass jar.
So. It is essentially, yes, it is a glass jar.
Highly recommended. Have we made any decisions about what we're going to do about Soylent this semester?
that is a question that I think we should definitely save for the next show. But for the listeners who did follow our last excursion into Soylent, Charlie and I were disgusted. We were horrified.
Really bad.
It was bad. I think we covered this, but we were still considering a full week, or at least a few days of straight Soylent intake.
I think it'd be good as like kind of a detox diet.
I don't know. I feel like I don't know what it would do to me.
It'd be terrible for your digestive
system. Probably be awful. But if you have an opinion on whether or not we should do this, you can always call 617-627-3800.
Honestly, if a single listener called in and said yes, I think I would eat Soylent for a week.
Yeah, I would do it. If someone called in right now
and was
and
like,
said,
hey,
do it,
you guys, you should eat only Soylent for a whole week.
Yeah, I'd just be like, sure, you know what? We're going to do it. We're going to try it. It's going to be awful, but whatever.
Yeah.
Again, that phone number, in case you now want to take us up on this, 617-627-3800.
Beautiful. All right, let's play some more music and, give those listeners some time to call in and give us the Soylent Challenge.
Yeah, let's get some more new music. Our next track comes from a band that played at Tufts recently. for what is the name of the
Cage Rage.
Yes. Lucius is releasing a new album soon, and we got a single from it a few weeks ago, and it's quite nice.
Let's go.
Dream where you were standing there with a gun up to my head. You were asking how it felt, to which I said, I cannot lie, there is a tingling down my spine. You have revenge, I'll have it too. What's mine is yours, and yours is mine.
So that was some song by Lucius Malfoy, and sick joke, dude. anyways, I was thinking to myself as I was, you know, turning like all two of the knobs and switches I have to press to make the songs and stuff change, and you know, log everything. I was like, wow, I'm doing a good job today, and I realized that I've been doing this for like 5 semesters.
And in that case, you're not.
It's not impressive at all. Should be doing way better.
we should definitely be...
It's shocking that I wasn't this good day one. Because I'm not even that good. I'm okay. We're fine.
We're
that. Going back to the song, there was a key change in there, so I hope everyone had their kick line ready at home.
You're speaking a little quiet, I think. No, you gotta speak loudly in into the microphone.
I am talking directly into the microphone. Do you have the wrong microphone on, Charlie?
Oh, I do. Unreal. The irony. We're rich irony. Sad for me. Dang it. This is embarrassing. That's pretty embarrassing.
Update during that last song, though. Charlie and I are going to, we're going to go to breakfast a little bit early today because this is not the official start of the season, so we are still at liberty to do that.
Yeah.
We're going to leave a little early. We're going to figure out the breakfast situation for the coming weeks, and we promise we will not short you your last 5 minutes, at any other point during the semester. But this week, it had to happen. Because there are donuts to be had. Or, actually, we're not getting donuts, or I'm not getting a donut. I'm getting a breakfast sandwich.
I'm gonna get sausage.
This cheese. Will be my second breakfast sandwich of the morning, by the way. I did have a sandwich at 7, but I didn't bring lunch, so this will be my lunch.
Nice.
That being said, do we have anything to say before we music more?
Well, are we going to do our new segment?
Our new segment. So we're gonna take a short break from new music because Charlie and I are going to our first ever show together of what hopefully will be many, but probably not because Charlie doesn't like to go to things with me.
That's hard.
Whoa.
If you did all the planning, I think I'd totally do it.
Well,
like you did for this one.
I know. I did do the planning.
If it's just like Charlie, Venmo me and then we'll go, like, yeah, I'm down.
As mentioned previously, Charlie and I will be heading down to Brighton to see Bayo on February 11th, 12th, 11th, 11th.
I think it's
11th. Thursday.
It's a Thursday.
It's the night before our show. And this is our new segment where we will be playing a track from Bayo's album, The Names, every week.
As though we weren't doing that before.
Yes, we were doing that before. But before this, we actually did have a talk. Which ones haven't we played yet? And we have played all the singles, and I think more. But
now we're going to take it away with some deep cuts.
Yeah, here we go.
All right, that was that was two songs in one. It was kind of it was a bad transition. That's on me.
It was it was partially on me. That was partially song choice issues.
It was some serious song choice issues. We shouldn't have done a weird fade off the one that was already a natural fade in the album. It was just
So if you've picked up the names, and I don't know if you have, but I'm guessing. Maybe not. You would know that Matter is a song that then directly fades into another one, which I forgot the name of. Endless Rhythm, which is a great, great song. Anyway, I'm going to stop talking about nonsense now because I really don't know what I'm saying. It's time to round out the show here.
Let's have one more song and then we'll head out.
Yeah, we will have one more song. The question is, which song?
It should be a short one so we can leave.
Yeah, that's true. I have to hold on just 1 second. Oh, that's
gonna be too hard. We could also just go to.
We could just nope. I've got one song, and this is a bad ending. Such a bad ending to the show. Let's rewind about a minute.
Okay.
All right. It's 9:50. Song just ended.
Nice.
All right. Guys, it's about time to round out the show today.
Yeah, we got one more song for you.
We've just got one more song for you, and then it's goodbye until next week. Perhaps at a new time, perhaps not.
Next week isn't new time.
Next week is not new time. We will be back at the same time next week.
Yes.
So look forward to more new music next week. We've got some really exciting albums from Wet and Sia.
Giddy up.
But between now and then...
It's gonna be here's
one last song. Here's one more song.
That's too bad. All right, goodbye, WMFO in Medford. That's what you're listening to, 91.5 WMFO in Medford, WMFO. And that's goodbye for us, and see you next week.
Flash the picture of a new messiah. She picked up a book of her father's life and threw it on fire. She knew from the start, deep down in her heart, she and Tommy were worlds apart. But her mother said, never mind, your heart is to be what you'll be. The theme of the sermon was, come unto me and love will find a way. So Sally decided to ignore her dad and sneak out anyway. She spent all afternoon getting ready and decided she'd try to touch him. Maybe he'd see that she was free and talk to her this Sunday. She knew from the start, deep down in her heart, she and Tommy were worlds apart. But her mother said, never mind, your part is to be what you'll be. She arrived at six and the place was swinging to gospel music by nine. Group after group appeared on the stage and Sally just sat there crying. She bit her nails, looking pretty as a picture right in the very front row. Then a DJ wearing a blazer with a badge ran on and said, here we go. The crowd went crazy as Tommy hit the stage. Little Sally got lost as the police bossed the crowd back in a rage. Soon the atmosphere was cooler and Tommy gave a lesson. Sally just had to let him know she loved him and leapt up on the rostrum. She ran across stage to the spotlit figure and brushed him on the face. Tommy whirled round as a uniformed man threw her off the stage. She knew from the start, deep down in her heart, she and Tommy were worlds apart. But her mother said, never mind, your part is to be what you'll be. The chair and blood trickled down, mingling with her tears. Tommy carried on preaching and his voice filled Sally's ears. She caught his eye, she had to try, but he couldn't see through the lights. Her face was gashed and the ambulance men had to carry her out that night. The crowd went crazy as Tommy left the stage. Little Sally was lost for the price of a touch and a gash across her face. Tommy were worlds apart. But her mother said, never mind, your part is to be